Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between these two people groups. It's come down to form what Paul calls one new humanity, one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. You know, Mike, when you encounter the reality of the demonic, and then you're rescued from that demonic by Jesus, it says, to whom much is forgiven, they love much. I don't have any other option but to be madly in love with Jesus and red hot for the Messiah. How about you, Mike Shreve?
Well, I feel the same way. I am overwhelmed. I searched so hard for God. I spent month after month after month alone, isolated from 3:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night, trying to find God. When I found him, I was so overwhelmed with gratitude. And all I want to do is spend the rest of my life helping others find the truth.
And that's why we have this brand new book, literally just off the press, called Truth Seekers, 10 Amazing People Who Found It. And it's 10 people in different areas of the New Age that found Jesus. And this book is, I mean, there are so many areas where Christians have mixture and they're involved a little in New Age and a little of God, and they don't know the difference. And then there's so many people in the New Age that are what the title of the book is. They are genuine, sincere, loving truth seekers, but they're not looking in the right direction. And so, since my background was New Age and Mike's was New Age, we teamed up to come out with this book, which is so mandatory understanding for the end times. You won't understand the counterfeit. You won't understand the authentic till you read this book. And then for that friend of yours that's involved in the New Age, that God himself is going to have cross your path, this book has been written for such a time as this. For those that don't know my background, I was involved in traditional Judaism. And I remember as a young kid, Mike, I don't know whether you dealt with this subject to the degree I did, but I was so concerned about what happens after I die. Did you have that interest, or you believed in reincarnation?
Well, no, that's what motivated me to drop out of college and begin studying under a guru named Yogi Bhajan. I had experienced a drug overdose where I really thought I was going to lose my life. I almost died, and when I came out of the experience, I was shaken to the core of my being, and I knew I needed to find an answer. What goes on in this transition from this world to the next? Where are we going?
Well, you see, coming from a Jewish background, Judaism is l'chaim, to life. We talk about life. We don't talk about death. Now, Judaism, traditional Judaism, believes in life after death, but my parents never discussed it. And one day, I was home alone, and the question popped in my mind. I was only about 6 years old. What happens when you die? And just as a child, I tried to speculate in my mind, what would life be like if I ceased to exist? Because since I didn't know anything about heaven, I figured when you die, you cease to exist. And it became so objectionable that I blocked it from my mind until many years later, I got involved in the New Age. And I remember the particular branch I was into was called Silva Mind Control, where you are taught mental exercise to almost lower the speed of your brain waves till you get to a hypnotic state, and then you invite what they called a counselor into your head, what the Bible calls a familiar spirit, and this counselor began to tell me things I had no way of knowing. And I got very excited about it because I thought I could make a lot of money, and Hollywood had taught me I'd be happy if I made a lot of money. And one day, a Christian said to me, Sid, according to your own Jewish scriptures, you are involved in spiritual adultery. And that was shocking to me. And he turned to Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and he read it to me. Now, I came from a good Jewish background, but did I know this? No, and most of my Jewish friends and most of my Christian friends were involved in these New Age meditation courses. But this is what God's Word says in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 to 12. You shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. You know, Mike, what I believe that is? That's just what's called abortion today is the practice they had back then. They sacrificed children. That's what abortion is, sacrificing children. Or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are abomination. And, you know, I didn't even believe the Bible came from God at that time. But just in case what he was saying to me was true, I went into neutral gear and I started reading the Bible that he had given me, and I got the shock of my life. A friend of mine who had a counselor that told him the most wonderful things about what would happen in the future, I said, "What do you see me doing in the future?" And this counselor started cursing him. And he said, Sid, that had never happened before. And then I got into something called astral projection, and I was afraid to go to sleep at night for fear my spirit would leave my body and go somewhere else. And I'd be, Rod Serling had nothing on what my imagination was of the horrible fate that was in store for me. I saw myself being buried alive. And I, through a series of events, which is explained in the book, I came to the conclusion there was a demon inside of me, and I wanted out, but I didn't know how to get rid of it. I wouldn't, if I went to a rabbi, he couldn't help me. I'm Jewish, so I wouldn't go to a pastor or a priest. A psychiatrist, he couldn't help me. I found there was nowhere I could go. And so on the worst day of my life, remember, as a young kid, I was afraid of death. I was so afraid I didn't even want to think about it. I had so much fear, Mike, that death looked better to me than life. And I remember crying out to God and saying, Jesus, help. Because at that time, I had been reading the Bible, and I had heard that there was stronger power in the name of Jesus than in this power that was making me not even want to live. And when I cried out, Jesus, help, I went to sleep through sheer exhaustion. And when I woke up, the greatest peace, I had never experienced this peace in the New Age. I'd never been on drugs. I'd never been an alcoholic, so I don't know what that's like. But no drug, no alcoholic, no New Age could compare. When people tell me what is the difference between the peace that people have in the New Age and the peace that God has, is the difference between day and night. It was so tangible. It was so wonderful that if I wanted to worry, if I wanted to fear, that peace overcame worry. That peace overcame fear. And I then decided I'd really research on who Jesus was, and I was 100% convinced that he was the Messiah. And you know, there are several Jewish people in this book that we've just come out with, Truth Seekers. One is Rafi Cohen. Tell me a couple things that interested you about Rafi, Mike.
Well, Rafi's story is amazing. Your story is amazing. I found your chapter one of the most intriguing chapters in the book. But Rafi, from an early age, as a child, had encounters with spirit beings that would be termed by New Agers as spirit guides. And while you were testifying, I thought to myself that how subtle that counterfeit is, because one of the main things the Holy Spirit comes into our life to do is to guide us. Jesus said he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Well, there's something inside of every human being that lets us know that we need a guide through life. We need a supernatural, supernaturally inspired guidance that will lead us from this world to the next. And so New Agers reach out through various means to try and find these favorable, friendly spirit beings or spirit guides that will help them navigate through the spiritual world. But that's forbidden, like the scripture you just read in Deuteronomy 18, that is forbidden in scripture. Why? Is God denying us legitimate experiences and just preventing us from having experiences of the supernatural because he wants to control us? No, he's trying to keep us from spiritual deception. And I find Rafi Cohen's story to be absolutely amazing.
What I think is so amazing to me, the highlight to me on Rafi's interview, and I know him, he's a friend of mine now, is he was headed out with a whole group of New Agers. He was their guru. He was their teacher in a bus, and he was looking for Edgar Cayce because he thought Edgar Cayce was a Christian because he had heard the term Christ consciousness, which is the opposite of Christianity. And he ended up in the parking lot at the 700 Club. I mean, God is so good. He was headed wrong, and God rearranged his steps, and he became a believer in the Messiah. Our time has slipped away, but these are some of the most fascinating stories you'll ever read in your life. You'll begin to understand the difference between the authentic supernatural and the counterfeit supernatural, and for the person God has had cross your path that's in the New Age, you'll be able to give them this book, and they won't be able to put it down. And we have a special CD where it's this interview, and then we make it a little longer with teaching. And it's available for a gift of $22. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.